Hey everyone, a new episode of 2 Minute Drill premieres tonight. It's on Bloomberg TV and is available streaming at any time on Amazon Prime Video. We're going to take a sneak peek of today's episode right now. 2 Minute Drill is the first pitch-only show. It's an hour long with wonderful vignettes and $50,000 in cash and prizes every episode. Make sure to set your DVRs and check the show notes to find the link to watch 2 Minute Drill on Amazon Prime Video. This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Next up, we'll hear from Mariana Muntin, the CEO and founder of Synkiva.
We are building the first AI cloud platform to help creatives without technical skills build video games and interactive content without coding and technical skills. I realize how difficult it is to get a title built in an industry where it's overloaded by AAA companies, and I wanted to make sure that other independent developers and people at home that are isolated right now in COVID have those choices. To be my best is to empower all the voices that have unique stories and don't have the technical skills or the access to some of the coding and programming, and they're just not built that way. And I wanted to have the possibility to give them those options in their hands so everyone has the chance to tell a story, to empower other people, and also to make sure that the 12% of female that are represented right now in the gaming industry goes up to at least 50%.
Mariana, your 2 minutes starts now.
Hey guys, what's up? Thanks for having me on the show. Our research shows that there are 20 million of independent creators with great stories to tell, but have a lot of trouble publishing them. They are failing because they don't have the technical skills. They don't have the resources available to other studios. The independent creators, the people that work at home now during COVID, they need a friendlier, better tool. So to overcome those challenges as video game creators with over 10 years experience in the industry, we have developed Veo, the first AI cloud SaaS platform to help publish video games without coding expertise. So our Veo is in beta and we are testing it with graduates, and it will automate the tedious error-prone tasks so that the creator here at home can focus on making and finalizing the game successfully. Using AI, it will walk you through picking a genre, picking a character and enemies, and then animating, and then when you're done, you hit publish, and ta-da, now you're a game creator. Our secret sauce lies in a simple interface that allows the user to collaborate in real time and cross-platform animations that was never been able to be done before. We are also going to start with freemium subscriptions with an upgrades to $15 per user and $25 per team. We have raised $30,000 so far and are looking for $300,000 in exchange for safe notes. And our projections are looking at making and reaching $300 million in revenues by year 5. We believe that Veo is the new instrument of sharing stories for non-tech creatives. So who's ready to build games in Veo?
I loved it. I loved you. You were terrifically engaging. Really lit up the entire universe over here. I thought it was terrific. And I'm starting to see a lot of these kinds of businesses come to market where it's no coding involved, and you can create a video game. The thing that's really important here, and you did touch on it because this is not criticism, I'm just amplifying this because I think you deserve it. It's not about creating a video game for the sake of creating a video game that you're then gonna go market. You're using the video game as a vehicle to tell a story. And I think that's brilliant. I love it. Congratulations. You did leave a few seconds on the clock, so, you know, shame on you. But other than that, you know, you were really terrific. And there you go. I like the business. So good luck. Good luck. I think you really have something here.
Great pitch. It was really clear to me what you're doing. You're definitely solving a major problem. So the question I have, it's not really feedback on your pitch because I thought you nailed it. For me, I get you want 300K. I get you want to get to 300 million in 5 years. That's exciting. I think, honestly, it's definitely possible. If I wrote you a check for 300K right now, like where do those dollars go? Are you acquiring users? Are you building teams? What does that look like?
Yes, we are AI features developing and rolling those are quite expensive. So we're going to continue pushing those automations in AI painting with brushes and just like in Mario, easy to use. We're also going to build teams and create jobs for creatives like illustrators, animators that are working from home and struggling and getting to the positive cash flow as well.
Mariana, I thought it was great. I'm going to echo what they said. I thought it was fantastic. I was surprised that Rory could see the demo that you did. I know he's not got his glasses on, right, Rory? So, I mean, I could see it. I was surprised he saw it.
I have no problem seeing your mouth going out.
But listen, it's a great product. I love what you're doing. I love the shirt. You got the energy. You've got the smile. You're all in. I thought it was pretty good. There were some things in there that we could have mentioned and prioritized a little different. But overall, I think you've got something here that's really good, and I thought the pitch was excellent.
I just have to say one word. Personality. I don't see enough personality come through. And I know it's nerve-wracking, but out of all the pitches that I see, what came to my mind is I know her personality and I love it. And if I know her personality in 2 minutes, so will the people that she's raising money with, wanting to do business, people who work for her. You warm my heart while you were pitching and you use the demo. It frustrates me when people don't show me, you know, what they're doing. I love the demo. I got it right away. And there's just two little lessons I can teach. And Will did one of them. If you're going to ask for money, tell us why. And the other one is if you're going to be bold enough to project money about what you're going to make, tell us how. So everyone out there listening, if you're going to ask for money, tell me what it's going to be used for. And if you're going to project money, then please tell me how you're going to get there. But you cannot buy your personality. Unbelievable. Thank you so much.
Good job.
Thank you. I had fun.
You can tell.
I am a little surprised you saw it because I struggled.
I struggled. You had to struggle a little
bit. He's projecting his insecurities now.
Well, I mean, look, I could see it, but I was like, all right.
I couldn't see what a t-shirt said. What did it say? Fix the what?
Internet.
Internet.
Oh, fix the internet. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's smart.
That was a really good pitch, though.